Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by and for gamers of all types. We cover everything from retro gaming to pen and paper role playing and everything in between. So without further ado, here's your host, Scormus.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Pixels and Dice. I, of course, am your host, Scormus, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about Neverwinter. Yes, Neverwinter. You know, that MMO that everybody's kind of tried or at least thought about trying, but not that many really seem to stick with. At least people I know. And I think I may have found at least one reason why that turns out to be the case. You see, a little bit of backstory for those of you who don't know. Neverwinter is an MMO put out by Cryptic that is based on Dungeons & Dragons. Kind of like Standing Stone Games' Dungeons & Dragons Online. Only, in my opinion, very much superior to DDO. It's an action-based MMORPG. It's got a really cool action combat system. And kind of reminiscent of Guild Wars 2, but not. It feels very D&D. It's based on the Forgotten Realms setting. And it's really a game that should have been much bigger than it is. It should have succeeded much more than it has. Mostly because it has some really cool features. And one of those features is called the Foundry. Now, what is that? Well, for lack of a better description, it's a way where players can create their own content. Yes, there is a Foundry in Star Trek Online. This one's better, in my opinion, or at least it was, and I'll get into that. Basically, the quality of quests and campaigns that were created by players in Neverwinter was really awesome. I mean, yeah, the company would, you know, moderate it and that sort of thing, and they had some problems with people trying to basically cheat. And they had to make it to where you couldn't get decent rewards out of it. And, you know, people would use it to power level. And then they had to nerf that back and things like that. But if you were just looking for fun content, you know, basically modules made by other people rather than the company that you could go enjoy, basically just like jumping into some public D&D game back in the day, if that's what you're looking for, the Foundry was perfect. That's exactly what it provided. And I'm using the past tense because the Foundry doesn't really exist anymore. Oh, sure, it's there. It's in the game. You can actually see it sitting there. You just can't do anything with it. There are no assets loaded into it. It's sitting there empty. And that's very unfortunate. Now, that's also not unusual. Every time they put out an update, for the last few years, every time they'd put out an update to the game, it would break the Foundry. And they would have to go in, reset it, pull all the assets out, you know, reset it, and then put all the assets back in, which are basically all the modules and adventures that the players had created. Right? Do a little testing and then launch it. Sometimes it would take a month or so. Not so much recently. You see, back in October of 2016, the Foundry just went down. And, okay, so people that were into the Foundry, and especially Foundry creators, just kind of went, okay, this is usual, not a big deal. May have been knocked offline by the Halloween content or something. Whatever. We'll wait it out. It'll come back in a month or so. Then it got towards Thanksgiving and nothing was happening. And on the forums, I know that they were discussing it, going, seriously? what's going on here? And I believe they actually had somebody from Perfect World jump in and say, hey, you know, we realize that things are down, but we're going to get to it. It's just probably not going to happen this year. Okay. So we're in February now, and there's still no sign that the Foundry's coming back. There's still no sign that Cryptic or Perfect World, who owns Cryptic, are doing anything about it. They're not talking about it. They're not addressing it. It's simply there, but not there. They can still advertise on their website about the Foundry. They can still feature it as, oh, this is one of the features of the game and some a reason why you should come here as opposed to DDO or other fantasy MMORPGs. But it doesn't work. And it hasn't worked for a really long time. Look, guys, we're rapidly approaching 6 months with the Foundry being just gone. Like I said, it's still there, technically, but you can't use it. You can't do anything with it. So it's a feature that doesn't really exist. It's not really there, even though it supposedly is. I mean, it's kind of cheating to say, oh, we have this Foundry, just there's no assets in it, and we're not going to address when there will be, and you can actually do something with it. Anyway, my opinion on Cryptic aside, it's really disheartening that this system is down because, I'll be honest, the only reason I play Neverwinter at all is for the Foundry system. I don't have any characters that are even approaching endgame, and I don't ever intend to. I play Neverwinter when I do because I want to enjoy player-made content. It's pretty much the reason I would jump into Star Trek Online. Like I said, they also have a Foundry system, and while the overall content in Star Trek Online is fine, you can get in some really great stories made by players in the Foundry system, and I know a lot of people would say, well, it's a waste of your time, whatever. You know what? I play Star Trek Online and Neverwinter for the stories. I don't play to get ahead. I play to have fun. And if that means I spend my time jumping from Foundry mission to Foundry mission, then so be it, right? That's my choice as a player, correct? But, like I said, that's no longer an option when it comes to Neverwinter. And it makes me wonder, is there a problem here? Is this indicative of perhaps Perfect World or just Cryptic pulling back from Neverwinter? I mean, let's be honest. One of the biggest selling points about Neverwinter is the Foundry. Every person I've ever spoken to who got into Neverwinter or were even excited about Neverwinter when it was about to be released, they were all talking about the Foundry. They wanted to know about the Foundry because they were old school tabletop role players. They all had played D&D. They all loved making their own adventures. And they were all excited to be able to use that system to create 3D representations of their old adventures or new adventures, whatever. They just wanted to create. They didn't care about Neverwinter as an MMORPG. As far as they were concerned, it's just another MMORPG, which, let's be honest, it is. It's fun. It's better than some, but not as good as others. It simply is. The one thing that makes it stand out? The Foundry. That's what draws people in. Not everybody, of course. There are people that go there because they really want to play in the Forgotten Realms. There are people that are just huge D&D fans and they want to play in that setting. But being huge D&D fans, almost all of them were excited about the Foundry and being able to play player-made content, just like they did in the old days with D&D. So, the fact that the Foundry hasn't gotten any love from Cryptic or Perfect World or anybody in so long makes me wonder, what's going on with the game? Have they forgiven up on the Foundry? Now, I'm sure if pressed on that, they would say, oh, no, 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 we have big plans. We just haven't, you know, we have to prioritize things and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's the same corporate doublespeak. They won't tell you anything, but they'll make you think that, oh, yeah, they totally are, they haven't forgotten about it. They totally are going to get on that. They just have other priorities first. Yeah. Let me tell you about other priorities coming first with a little similar story from Turbine when they used to run Lord of the Rings Online. You see, once upon a time, there was this raid called Dragok. If I remember, it was pronounced that way. Anyway, it was a 12-man raid. And the big thing about it was just a single encounter. You didn't have to fight your way to it. You just went in and fought the big boss. It was a multi-stage boss fighting against a dragon. And really an awesome setup. They had really pushed this as being some next generation stuff. They had worked hard to even make the mouth movements match with the voiceover for the dragon. And that was a big deal, that how it looked so cool. And players realized, hey, there's a problem here. There's a bug. That if you're fighting it, not just once in a while, but quite often, it'll bug out in like the last 5% after you've spent half hour or so fighting this thing. It'll bug out and it becomes unkillable. And you have to reset the raid and start all over again. And on the next run through, it may or may not bug out. And it got more and more likely that it would bug out than it would actually be defeated. Now, these weren't people trying different exploits or anything like that. They were simply trying to beat the raid, and it wouldn't work. So there were lots of complaints made, and it became kind of a running joke where Turbine would talk about, oh, we're looking into the issues. Oh, we've got people monitoring it, blah, 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 blah. Oh, maybe it's because they're trying to do exploits. Or no, 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 it turns out it wasn't. And back and forth and back and forth between the raiding community when it still existed in Lord of the Rings Online and Turbine. Now, that raid came out with Rise of Isengard. And here's the thing. Rise of Isengard came out a really long time ago. That was the third expansion for Lord of the Rings Online. And it was supposed to have actually come out before that, but they held off on releasing it because Dragok was supposed to be a free update, as part of a free update to the game, but they held off so that it would be added content for Rise of Isengard, which was a little light on the content for its price, and well, that's a whole other discussion anyway. But to this day, Dragok isn't fixed. They just stopped talking about it. Originally, they would say, oh, yes, yes, we totally intend to get back to that, but we have other priorities, and so on and so forth. You see where I'm getting at here? It just became a raid that, to this day, players can jump into on significantly more powerful characters, mind you. the level cap has gone way beyond where it was with Dragok. And still fail. Because it'll still bug out. Not always, but enough that there's clearly something wrong. Now, maybe Standing Stone Games is going to do something about that at some point. Or maybe they're just going to say, like we all assume, look, that's old content. It's not scaling. It doesn't matter. Ignore it. If you want to go play with it because it's old content and you just want to try and beat it, fine. But otherwise, we're not worried about it. Which is what I pretty much assume is the case. And most people assume that. But it doesn't really matter because the raiding community in Lord of the Rings Online left the game because of this. Yeah. Turbine basically ignored Dragok, moved on, and went about their business and eventually just stopped putting out raid content. No more. No more raid content because, oh, it's just not that popular. That's because most of your raiders left in disgust. But, like I said, that's just one example of the corporate doublespeak. And I fear that we're going to end up getting the same sort of situation with Neverwinter and Cryptic. Where, for months, they wouldn't really talk about it, but when they did, hey, you know there's a problem. We're going to get to it as soon as we can, but we just can't get to it this year. We've got other priorities. Uh-huh. So, when are you going to get to it? Oh, wait, you haven't addressed the issue in 3 months? Isn't that curious? Now, I don't mean to be negative or assume things about Cryptic or Perfect World, but people did notice it was a little odd that it wasn't a Cryptic employee who addressed the issue when they did in the forums. It was someone that worked for Perfect World. Now, as I understand it, Perfect World isn't the developer for Neverwinter. That's still Cryptic. Now, Cryptic is owned by Perfect World. True. But why would Perfect World be addressing the issue? Could it be that they realize that there's a problem with the Foundry? And granted, it's not used by everybody. Because, well, it's been nerfed so much, you can't use it to get decent rewards. You can't use it to really level up. At all. I mean, it's one thing to be able to play it occasionally and people would say, oh, well, you use it to power level. So instead of making it to where you can just level normally, they made it to where it's almost impossible to level at all. But whatever, that's beside the point. The point is, you've got all these people complaining. And so they just walk away from it? Why would they do that? Especially when this is one of the major selling points for the game. Makes me wonder if Perfect World just decided, look, we need to cut your budget. We need to you to reprioritize things and focus on what players are doing the most, which would be open world content, instances, things like that. And that seems to be where Cryptic is focusing their attention right now with Neverwinter. And that would mean that they would basically stop focusing at all on the Foundry. And let's say that there's, with a update a few months ago, they can't just turn it back on. They can't just load the assets in and turn it back on. There's a real bug. Well, maybe they've been told they don't have the money for somebody to go in and fix that. So rather than announce and say, look, the Neverwinter Foundry is down for the foreseeable future, instead of announcing that and watching players walk away, like Turbine saw with the Dragok raid, no, instead of that, they just don't mention it at all. They don't discuss it. I guess in a business perspective, that's probably the best way to go. And of course, this is all just speculation, but when a company doesn't address an issue for nearly 6 months, someone from their controlling company a couple months in said something, but otherwise they haven't said anything for months. When you have that sort of situation, people are going to speculate. They're going to wonder, in the absence of other information, why they haven't been told anything, why they're being left in the dark. And eventually, players are going to say, you know what? I'm done. I was here for this purpose. That purpose is no longer available. I'm tired of waiting. Let me know when it comes back. And they will leave. Because when you cut out something that's a major portion of someone's play style, they walk away. And I think that's where Cryptic made a fatal error. Yes, maybe not a whole lot of people are doing Foundry content right now. I would argue that that's because of Cryptic's abuse of the Foundry system and turning it into a system where it's essentially only for role-playing and difficult to do as a group. So it's essentially there for fun if you enjoy that, but most people want to have fun and to advance their characters a little bit. So maybe they were a little reactive on cutting off experience gains and gear you can win in the Foundry system. Maybe they should have been a little more forward thinking and going, hey, instead of nerfing everybody, why don't we just deal with the people that are exploiting the system and making it real easy to power level or real easy to gear up without actually earning it by doing these cheap ass walk in, click a button and win Foundry missions. Maybe they should have actually moderated the system a little better rather than just shutting it down. But hey, this is my opinion. Anyway, in my opinion, Cryptic drove away the people that were using the system. And so now they've put themselves in the situation where, hey, nobody's using the system. We should stop putting resources into it. Okay, but we don't want to shut it down completely because then we won't be able to advertise that we have the system and leave people with some hope that it's going to come back. So let's just leave it sitting there and not talk about it. That's what I see happening. And if that's what's happening, Neverwinter is in some serious trouble. Because let's be honest, if Foundry has been basically kicked to the curb and is just going to be ignored from now on, what's next? Are they going to stop making certain types of content? They just cannot add in resources? And don't tell me that can't happen. Have you seen Champions Online recently? You know what they get? They get, occasionally, new housing instances that you can buy and new outfits that you can buy. They don't get much of anything else. They don't get new content. They just have old content turned back on occasionally. You know, like they'll have their Blood Moon event turned back on. Things like that. As occasional player stuff to get people excited about playing. They don't get new content as a general rule. Not like Star Trek Online gets, not like Neverwinter gets, not like other Perfect World games get. Do you want to see that happen with Neverwinter? Do you want to see it where they just don't put new stuff in, but create stuff you can buy in the shop and that's about it? Is that what you want to see? Do you want to see the game become essentially Champions Online, the fantasy version? because that is where the game is going. Now, I know people might say, well, you're just being a little reactive here, aren't you? And perhaps I am. Perhaps they're not talking about it because it could be an honest bug that they have not been able to fix yet. And they don't want to get people excited by saying, hey, look, we're a couple weeks out, we're testing it internally, and we're going to get the Foundry turned back on real soon. Maybe that's the case. And they just don't want to get people excited because, you know, mishaps happen. Sometimes somebody spills coffee on the server and they lose all their stuff and they have to go back and it's going to be another few months. That's possible. It certainly is. But we don't know that, do we? And the thing is, history tells us if a company is just stops talking about something, it's usually not because they're don't want to get people's, you know, too excited. More often, it's because they don't want to piss people off. Anyway, so that's all I got for today. If you have any thoughts on this discussion, please feel free to drop by the website. That's gamingstuff.website. You can drop by. You can find this particular episode right there in the front page, or click on it in the menu and leave some comments there, or maybe you can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. All the links are right there on the front page, so you can send me your thoughts and opinions and tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm right. Start up the grab the pitchforks and torches and we'll go stomp down to Cryptocap headquarters ourselves, digitally or otherwise, and start screaming for our Foundry to come back. Sure, I'll be happy to be involved with that, because I miss having Foundry content, damn it. Anyway, let me know what your thoughts are on all this. And I would like to say that the podcast is now up on iTunes and Google Play, and I've got it on an Android service as well. Of course, you can subscribe through the RSS and any of those. Links are, of course, on the menu at gamingstuff.website. So you can jump there and find all that. But if you're listening to this already, you probably already know that. Now, I do intend to go on to a couple more services. I just haven't gotten it set up yet. I want to go on to Stitcher Radio and TuneIn. Looking to get that taken care of in the next week or so. Just haven't quite gotten to it yet. And before I go, also, I'd like to mention that the new website, Gaming Stuff, at gamingstuff.website, if you say it three times, it appears in your mirror and will kill you. Anyway, I'm looking to add more functionality, so pretty soon there's going to be some pretty exciting things happening there on the website. You might want to check it out, because I think you might find it to be interesting, if not enjoyable. And that's all I got. So until next time, I'm Scormus, and I don't have a phrase for ending this podcast.